Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Let's get some extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. John Hansen joins us, and I like this list of 21 things to do in Chicago this weekend. They've got on the Block Club Chicago website, John, bike rides, neighborhood festivals, a lot more than just the NASCAR Saturday and Sunday morning, isn't it?
Yeah, we got all the ways you can avoid Lakeshore Drive for you here, although we do have a little write-up of that, too, in case you are doing it. But yeah, Bob, I've circled a Chicago Indie Pop Fest is what I think you should be going to. That's at Montrose Saloon. You can catch some local bands like French Casino, Turning Birds, Mouse House. I think that's right up your alley.
Are they serving root beer floats and hot dogs? I'll be there.
Yeah. Right. There's also the Windy City Tango Festival happening this weekend. A lot of great options for local 4th of July parades in certain neighborhoods, rooftop stuff, bike rides, just everything you want to do, whether it's 4th related, fireworks related, or something else.
BlockClubChicago.org for all of that. And also, I like this guide to the 27 Chicago beaches because you feature the concessions, also where to park. Yes. Very handy, isn't it?
Well, I think we often forget how many beaches we have, right? There's a couple that get the big headlines like the Oak Street Beach or the North Avenue Beach. But every neighborhood pretty much up and down the lake has a beach. Some are smaller than others, of course. Some have bathrooms. Some don't. So we've kind of listed them from north to south in the story, and you can scroll along and find yours. But I love our little tidbits too, like South Shore Beach, which is the jewel of the neighborhood according to the Park District. It's also right near the South Shore Cultural Center, which of course Bob is featured in the movie Blues Brothers. So there's a lot of different things along the way. I know 35th or 31st Street Beach is a big popular spot for people in the Bronzeville neighborhood. Which beaches can you bring your dogs to? How do you get there? And then accompanying the list of all the beaches, the fun facts, we have just reminders about what to pack if you're hungry or thirsty. It's a beach day celebration at Block Club Chicago. Oh, and about the alcohol, too. Reminders about what you can and can't do with that.
And yet another reason to check out the BlockClubChicago.org website. If you want to grab a sandwich before you get to the beach, you've got a great guide here. Listings covering all parts of the city.
Yeah, we... I don't know what inspired, I mean, obviously the summer, but we just thought, let's cover all things beaches in three different stories. We put them all out today. But yeah, if you're grabbing a sandwich on the way to the beach, maybe you want to have a little picnic. If you're going to Hollywood Beach, stop by the Hollywood Deli. It's about a 5-minute bike ride from the beach or a 6-minute walk. And each and every beach, Foster Avenue Beach, we recommend Bala Sandwiches, which is at 5014 North Broadway. And we tell you how far away from the beach it is, whether by bike or by walking, and just give you all the hits. We're on a big beach and sandwich kick today, Bob.
Yeah, and it's great that you also feature what's happening on the south side. We frequently overlook the area around Promontory Point, and you list Daisy's Pool Boy and Tavern and Maury's Deli. And those both sound great.
Oh, man. And you're right. The south side beaches, I don't think it is much press coverage, but locals know them well. They probably don't want us talking about them too much because they're the few beaches that you can still park at.
Yeah,
which exactly. Is pretty rare on the north side without having to park for free, too, at a lot of these beaches. But they're beautiful. I mean, and they also, I feel like the south side beaches, they offer a more stunning view just based on the geography of the downtown. You can often see the skyline from the south side beaches.
Yeah, it's different.
Off in the distance.
This sandwich place that you guys wrote about, Cured and Crafted up on North Milwaukee Avenue, sounds like a great spot.
Yeah, for sure. This is a separate sandwich story. So, Bob, count it. This is our second sandwich story today. This is Cured and Crafted. A cool backstory. The owner who lost his gig, Mike Barboza, he had been for many years traveling in the education world, and he wanted to set down more roots, and he took his layoff as an inspiration to kind of bring some of the sandwiches that he's seen across the world through all of his work travels to one place. This isn't where you're just going to get a turkey and cheese sandwich. These are like high-end, really cool sandwiches, and I love a good one. For example, example, there's the Diavolo Italiano stacked with capicola, salami, a bunch of Italian meats I can't even name. Probably gabagool is in there too, but
of course.
Chipotle mayo on top of it, right? Something you wouldn't expect. He originally had 30 sandwiches on the list, Bob, but some of his friends, I think, smartly recommended, hey, pare that down to 14 signatures and go in and get this great sandwich at the Gladstone Park neighborhood, 5685 North Milwaukee Avenue, which will be a lot of fun and to check on out.
John Hansen, I hope you stop eating long enough to host Your Money Matters tonight at 6 on WGN.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks, Bob.
Have a great holiday weekend. Thank you.
You too.